And that information they gave you is fighting you right now in your mind. Because you know some stuff he have had you doing don't line up with what I just read. And he began to accuse you and make you feel unqualified. And that stuff don't really work. You never seen anybody do it anyway. He will come up with all this stuff. But you have to make a decision apart from the person you're sitting by, apart from the person you live with, apart from me standing here teaching it to you. You will have to make a decision. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Are you going to believe God? Are you going to make excuses? Or are you going to get anxious? Are you going to think, I don't need this? Only to wake up one day, find yourself in a place you said, what a fool I was. I was sitting there, I heard it, and I walked out on it. Like I didn't hear it. I closed my ear to it. Now not only my pants on fire, I'm on fire. So I'm gonna read it again. Ooh. This is what he said. Take your time, make it plain, make it simple. Is it simple enough? Am I preaching over anybody's head? You understand what I'm saying? Raise your hand. I'll go at it again. Raise your hand. Don't be ashamed. I don't understand that, Pastor. I promise you, I'll go back at it again. So let's back up and read it one more time. You said, well, I was at a church. They didn't do that. You here now. This is what we do. We obey God. I'm the gateway. Who is the gateway? Jesus. Let's identify who it is. Who is the gateway?
Jesus.
Jesus is the gateway to all this life that we're about to talk about. See, I hadn't got it. I'm introducing it now, but we're about to talk about something. To enter through me is to experience life. In other words, to come into the kingdom of God, to come into this place with God, you will experience life. You will get life. First John says it like this. God is light, and in him is no what? Darkness at all. In him was life. What does Gospel of John say? In him was life. And the life of what? Light of men. See, life will light you up, show you what God's like, teach you, not only show you what he's like, he will cause you to receive and be like what God is like. He said, so to enter in through me, it's to experience life, freedom, satisfaction. All right? But look here. Do you believe the word? How many believers we have in the house? You believe the word? A thief has only one thing in mind. Are you going to let him deceive you? Do you know how he comes at you? You know his number one place in your life, he targets you, your flesh, unbelief. You start with doubt and unbelief, then your flesh, because your flesh has zero resistance to the devil. I'm going to say it again. Your flesh has what? Zero resistance to the devil. None whatsoever. If you trust your flesh, if you follow your flesh, you will wind up anywhere. You'll do anything. If you follow your flesh will do anything. Let me repeat what I said the other Sunday. I don't care if you're talking tongue 5 hours a day. I don't care if you preach the most profound sermon that you can preach. I don't care if you give every time you see a need. If you follow your flesh, you'll wind up doing anything. 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 That's why the word says crucify. Your flesh is this physical body. It's why you're here in this earth. It can't go to heaven. It's going back to where it came from. It hadn't been redeemed, and it won't be redeemed. You have. I say you have. Amen. And so Jesus, when he paid in full in that body of flesh, they beat it, they spit on him, they kicked him, they knocked him around, they speared him, they jabbed him, they did everything they could until he didn't even look like a man. He was swollen, he was out of shape, his body didn't even, it was so disfigured that he didn't even look like a man. But when he came out of, when he paid in full everything just as demand and required for man to be free, he left that thing right there in the place of hell. He left it there. And God gave him a resurrected body, glorified body. That's what he did. And I walk up to this thing here, I have to stop. But if Jesus walked up here, he'd step right off on the floor. This wouldn't stop him. These walls wouldn't stop him. This ceiling wouldn't stop him. He want to go up through this. He just take off with his body, flesh and bone body. So let's get back to where we are. The thief has only one thing in mind. That's the only thing he has in mind. To steal, to slaughter, to destroy. That's why it come at you through your flesh. It tastes good. Smell good. Feel good. I believe I'll do it. That's his approach. Have you tried that? You don't know what you're missing. Huh? Come on. If he can pull you out of the spirit, he can keep you from educating your spirit. He can keep you from renewing your mind. If he can keep you from doing those things the man on the inside will stand and say, no, I'm not doing none of that. I'm not doing any of that. If he can't get you in, watch it now. If he can't get you in sexual sin, he's going to come at you with what most of us are fall for real easy. Eating like a hog. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Y'all may not think that's a good term, but you know how a hog eat. He's just eating, eating, eating. And you put the food in the trough, he's just eating, 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 eating. And then he wants you to get so big you can't hardly move. Then somebody have to help you around. Hello, y'all. And somebody say something, I'm mad now. Kind of talk with you. You did it. I didn't do it. But you mad at me for saying something about it. All I'm trying to do is help you. Because you keep on doing it, you do it that way, you're going to kill yourself. If I do it that way, I'm going to do what? kill myself. I'm going to destroy, because that's what Satan come to do. What? Yeah. To steal, to slaughter, and to destroy.